This podcast explores the spiritual and metaphysical world through the experiences and opinions of the host and those interviewed, and therefore should not necessarily be seen as direct endorsement or personal advice to our listeners. We encourage you to use your own discretion, judgment, and intuition regarding anything you learn of through this show.
I'm Renata Maniacci, and this is Let's Get Metaphysical.
In this episode, we go to summer camp.
I'm really excited about this episode. I know a lot of our listeners have experienced summer camp in one form or another. I happen to be a summer camp aficionado. I was lucky enough to go to summer camp as a child in Wisconsin, and I am blessed with being able to volunteer at a summer camp occasionally out in Washington State. For our listeners who don't know this, the idea for Let's Get Metaphysical actually came from the summer camp that I volunteer for. I started holding a group there about 3 or 4 summers ago, because we have different times for discussion groups, affiliation groups, and I decided to start a Let's Get Metaphysical discussion group so that the youth could come, the campers could come, and share their metaphysical experiences. So for this episode, we have 3 parts for you, all having to do with summer camp. The first part is with a Let's Get Metaphysical group that I hosted while at camp this last summer. They will share their metaphysical experiences with us. We have always done episodes with our guests being experts in their fields, but let's not forget that these metaphysical experiences happen all around us, all the time. So I'm excited that the youth get to share their experiences here. So in part one, we will hear their metaphysical experiences that don't necessarily take place at camp. It's their experiences from their lives, their worlds outside of camp. In part two, you will hear directly from 3 campers who had a metaphysical experience at camp this year. And you will also hear from a few of the staff members who shared in that metaphysical experience. In part 3, you are going to hear a metaphysical experience from me and another staff member at this summer camp. We both had an amazing metaphysical experience last summer, so summer of 2017, and we have been thinking about it all through this past year, and we both wanted to share it with each other and to share it with you all. We use camp names at this summer camp, and my summer camp names are Citrine and Rama. So if you hear those names, the speakers are referring to me. So are you ready? Then let's get meta. Summer Camp Edition. Greetings, listeners. I am here at a summer camp that I volunteer for most summers, and I'm really excited because today we are going to hear metaphysical and supernatural experiences from a few of the campers who go to camp here. I hope you all enjoy what these folks have to say about their experiences. So we're going to start with you. Can you give us your name, your pronouns, and your age, and go into your story, please?
My name is Sylvia. I'm 14, and my pronouns are she, her. This is the story of when I was in tune with people I had never met before. So basically, I was meeting up with a friend named Ellie, who I hadn't seen since I was 11, so 3 years ago, and her friend, Tay. I'd taken a bus down to the park for a little music festival, and when I had gotten there, I had been completely alone and arrived 30 minutes earlier than both of them, so I was just alone and chilling out in the park. I proceeded to see 4 girls walk past that I had just felt this weird connection to, and like I knew that those were the girls we were supposed to meet up with. I don't know what it was, but it was just this weird gut feeling that I just knew those were the 4 people we were supposed to meet up with. Eventually, the time came when Ellie and Tay had finally showed up, and we were all sitting in a group of 3 when the 4 girls had approached us, and my gut feeling and intuition was right, and we ended up having a great day at the park, so yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. Intuition and gut feelings, it's always really fun when that happens and then you're validated later like, oh yeah, that was the thing that happened. Very cool. Thank you for sharing. How about you? Names, pronouns, and your age and story, please.
Hi, my name is Matt. I'm 14 years old and my pronouns are he, him, they, them. This happened about a year ago, so when I was in 7th grade at my middle school. I'll just say the building's very old. The school was bought in the 1930s, so if you can kind of get an idea what it might have looked like. But I was walking down the hallway And the halls of the school are built slightly in a square, so you know you can just go around to each classroom. So I'm walking down one of the hallways towards the bathroom, and I start to hear somebody running behind me. I'm like, oh, well, that's weird. So I turn around, nobody's there. So I assume, you know, it must just be somebody walking down one of the other halls. So I continue walking, and I hear it again, but this time I hear breathing with it, like somebody breathing very hard as they're running towards me. And I turn around very fast, nobody's there. I finally get to the bathroom, and I put my hand on the handle, and I just sit there, and I can just hear running and breathing super fast, getting more and more intense, and I open the door, and it all stopped.
Wow. Have you ever had an experience like that before that?
No.
Interesting. Do you know of any, like, other people at your school having that experience ever?
I have shared this with some of the people in my school, and they'd never had this experience, but there are some people that when being in a classroom on the third floor, they will hear people walking around above them, but there is no fourth floor.
What?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing. Very cool. And next.
Hi, I'm Savvy. I'm 13 and I use she, her. So one time I went over to my favorite cousin's house or their apartment, and their neighbor had just passed away the day before in the apartment, and their mom just bought them a Ouija board, and we wanted to test it out and see if it would work. That was my first time ever using one. So we all sat on the floor and we all rested our fingers on the planchette, and it started moving and it spelt out the neighbor's name, and we were all super freaked out and we were asking it a bunch of questions, and then suddenly the mood kind of shifted. And we asked again what the name is, and we got Jill, which was not what the neighbor's name was. And we were like, okay, so we're talking to a new spirit. And we started asking them, and then suddenly after like two or three questions, it switched and started moving very fast and very angrily. So we got this new spirit, and then I guess it got angry at us, and it grabbed a bottle and threw it in like 25 feet and almost hit my cousin's head. And we were all, like, almost scream crying after that. And, yeah, we left and we threw that Ouija board away.
Wow. So the bottle that was thrown, nobody was near that when it happened?
No, her mom was in the kitchen, which was about 10 feet away.
Wow. So how did you know that it wasn't you all that were directing the board to go?
Because we were all, like, genuinely terrified. And I know them and they would never do anything like that. And they can't throw a bottle when they're not 25 feet away from us.
Right, for sure. Wow, thank you for sharing.
Hi, my name's Rachel, or Lemon Girl. I'm 15, and my pronouns are she and they. About a year ago, so that'd be right before eighth grade for me, I had this, like, I don't know, I only remember the dream because it sort of became important later on. At the time, it didn't seem like anything at all, really. But in the dream, I was back at school, and our science teacher had been replaced with this sort of middle-aged, bald, British guy. And I remember very clearly from the dream that none of us really liked him very much. He wasn't very nice. He was kind of condescending and not a very good teacher. So, you know, whatever, weird anxiety school dream, that's fine. I get to school at the beginning of eighth grade, and they've replaced my science teacher with this middle-aged, bald, British guy.
Whoa.
And, I mean, I just kind of lost it. You know, oh my God, it's the same guy. You know, what's going on?
Wow, so you had a premonition about this in your dream.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty clear because you remembered it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And the same type of thing has happened, but, like, I wouldn't say it's a very helpful or useful thing that happens, because how are you supposed to know that it's relevant? You know, it's just any other dream.
For sure. Thank you for sharing. Do you have anything you want to share?
My name is Blue Phoenix. My age is 15. I use the pronouns she, her. One day I was in my home, which has two wings, one main floor, and then a sort of attic-like area. It's in a sort of woody area. And I was talking to my mom. What happened is, as I was talking to her, all of a sudden I just felt this burst of energy. I looked at her and all of a sudden I could see several different things, but except it wasn't in the same area, not even in the same world. I just saw alternate views of the same area, except one was like broken down and overgrown. One was completely gone, as if there were no planet below me. There was one where I was somewhere completely different in the dark. There was only one small candle in the middle of the room. Also, my mom's face had changed. Her energy had changed. And all of a sudden, the next thing I know, I take a step back and everything's back to normal. And then later, I look back and I find there's almost like a sort of a light glow in a sort of the shape of a fracture. And it was right in the middle of our living room. Later, eventually, it somehow closed. I don't know how and I don't know why, but I must have stepped into it.
This happened when you were looking at your mom. So the scenes that you were seeing, were they like in place of your mom, or could you still see your mom at the same time?
I could see everything at the same time, but she was still there.
Wow. What do you think that was?
From what I take from it is I think it's almost a fracture in the energy of this universe. Well, I don't know if it's actually real, but I strongly believe in it, the multiverse theory. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that plays in with energy. So I think that it might be a kind of fracture that allowed me to be able to see in between different alternate realities of that area.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for sharing, Blue Phoenix. How about you?
My name is Tamiel. I use he, him, or they, them pronouns, and I am 14 years old. This experience happened to me when I was 13. It wasn't too long after my birthday, I don't think, and it actually involves astral projection. This was my second astral projection experience.
Can you tell us what astral projection is?
It is when the subconscious spiritual mind leaves the conscious physical mind and the body, and basically just runs off to do whatever you want. In my experience, I was trying to get in contact with the Archangel Raphael, which I did succeed in, but not in the way that I originally planned. So what happened was I was listening to my meditation, just laying there in my room, and I started to drift off, and like I knew, oh hey, I'm starting to astral project. And I wake up and I'm sitting out of my body. And I look to my left and I see a very cross archangel just standing there. Raphael's just standing there looking very unhappy with me.
Why unhappy?
I didn't ward. I didn't do my protection stuff that he had been like telling me to do. Mm. So he was just like standing there and he gave me like a 2-minute lecture, and then he just like shoved me back into my body, and I woke up and I was like, what the heck? I like woke up and I was like, my heart was racing, and I knew I'd projected, I just didn't remember the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And like it came back in bits and pieces, and then I was just like, oh, that explains it.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like that you've astro projected before and remembered it when it's happened before.
Yes. Word of advice, always do your protection. Otherwise, something might follow you back, and trust me, you don't want that. It's not a fun time.
That's good advice. And for folks listening, we haven't done a specific episode on astral projection yet, but we're going to soon. And there's lots of different thoughts and theories on astral projection that we're going to get into more in a later episode. Thank you so much for sharing.
My name is Jupiter. I'm 17 years old, and I use he, him pronouns. My grandfather owns this property. We just call it the ranch. When I was, I think, 3, because this was before my brother was born, the original building actually burned down. And I don't really remember any of it, except little bits and pieces, because I was so young. But eventually they got it rebuilt after a couple of years, and we've been going there every summer since. And it's pretty haunted. There's a set of stairs, and whenever you go down or up them, I've actually talked to other people about this who go there and they agree. They get this experience too. It sounds like there's somebody behind you. So almost every time I go on those stairs, I forget and then I turn around and there's nobody there. And then I'll go back up the stairs and forget again that it happens. And then I'll turn around and there's nobody there. And it freaks me out every time.
How long has that been happening?
Pretty much as long as I can remember. And at the top of these stairs is, like, the main dining room. In this dining room, there's a bunch of animal heads from, like, my great-grandfather and grandfather were hunters. So there's, like, deer, elk, and moose heads and whatnot, and there's 2 bear pelts on the walls. And there's actually a polar bear in the other room, which is kind of cool. There's lots of stories about these little taxidermied creatures. So everybody who's I've asked has said that they feel like they're watched by the animals. And I heard a story from my mom and my aunt the other day, who grew up around this polar bear pelt. And apparently in the old lodge, it was hanging so that its claw was above the light switch. And apparently if you walked in there while it was dark and put your hand on the light switch, like, the claw would reach out and, like, come for you. It wouldn't, like, harm you. It would just, like, come poke you. For the first, like, 5 years of my life, I wouldn't touch the polar bear. And I didn't know why. I just, like, I can't touch this polar bear. Mm-hmm. Eventually I did, because I got really curious as to what it feels like.
Thank you. That's awesome. Just a follow-up question. Would you categorize the running behind you or the walking down the stairs behind you as a ghost? Or what do you think that is?
Personally, it feels more like a poltergeist, like a trickster. Like it's just walking down the stairs to freak you out and make fun of you.
All right. Okay. Thank you for sharing. And Jupiter, I think you had a little bit of an addition to a story that somebody else shared earlier.
Yeah, I actually went to the same middle school as Matt, and I hadn't remembered it until this moment, but I wanted to confirm that when you are on the third floor, you can hear footsteps above you. There isn't a fourth floor.
Wow.
But I hadn't remembered, and then I was silently signaling to Matt about the story when he was telling it. So
that's
awesome.
I just
wanted to confirm.
No, it's great, because it's amazing to hear these stories and then to hear other people confirm them with similar experiences and all other validations, and it makes it that much more rich and believable and real.
It's really cool, yeah.
Definitely. Thank you. We're moving on now.
My name is Fruit Loops. I use they, them pronouns. You were talking about corroborating stories. I went to the same ranch that Jupiter was talking about, and I didn't have a specific experience. The whole thing really creeps me out. Feels very haunted. So as a person, I believe in like metaphysical experiences, but I am very skeptical of them for myself. Like I don't ever think they're happening to me, even if they're very direct. So I'm just going to talk about some things that I've had happen that I can't figure out how they would have happened that wasn't metaphysical, basically. So I just have two short things. And one is that when I was at the Washington Convention Center, I was in an affinity group and we were just talking and my hair got pulled. And so I looked behind me because I assumed like, oh, it got caught on someone's jacket or oh, someone accidentally touched it. And there was no one behind me. So I was like, okay, that was pretty weird because it wasn't like casual. Like I definitely felt it. So I was like, okay, that's fine. And then like a little bit later it happened again. And I was like, oh, okay, that's awesome. So that kind of freaked me out. And that was really recently. That was like 2 weeks ago. And I'd love to know what that meant, but I do not. And then the other thing is, I'm wearing a shirt of it right now. I went to the Winchester House in California a couple months ago, which is supposed to be very haunted. It has a whole backstory you can look up if you like. It's a very cool place, but people have been known to like go blind in there temporarily and stuff. So I didn't really believe in that, but I was very creeped out. And when I went in, we were doing the tour. And when I first went into the room, so I normally am a dizzy person and I will like, you know, feel faint or feel like I'm going to pass out and blah, blah, blah. But usually there's a reason for it or it happens over a period of time. And so I was trying to shake it off. But as soon as I went in there, my vision went almost completely dark and I felt like I was going to pass out. And it was like nothing I've ever felt before. And I was very confused about that, and it made me very concerned. And of course, I was like, no, there's no such thing as ghosts. Why would that happen? But it's like exactly what's happened to other people there, so it kind of freaked me out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For sure. Thank you for sharing. Some of my favorite stories are ones that, A, you can't explain, and B, happen to folks like you who are kind of skeptical. And sometimes things happen and there's no way of explaining them, but you know that they happen to you. And it sounds like those are some of your experiences that you had.
Yeah.
Now. So thank you for sharing those. Moving on. Sure. Yeah, reintroduce yourself.
My name is Sylvia. I'm 14 years old and my pronouns are she, her. So this is the time I think that me and my best friend Eden were in a different dimension or something like alien kind of happened to us. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to preface this. We were at a Taco Bell kind of late at night, and the area with the Taco Bell in it is called the Gateway. And there's a lot of alien activity that goes down there. And there's stories of a lot of people seeing like aliens or having feelings of not being in the same dimension or like a parallel universe. When we had walked in at first, everything was kind of normal. And, you know, we were sitting there eating our food and it was light out. This happens over the course of like 15 minutes, maybe at max. And the sun outside was fairly bright out. And we were sitting there and there was a song playing. And after like maybe 5 minutes of being in there, the energy felt weird. And we could both tell because me and Eden consider ourselves very in tune with each other and very like both metaphysical, spiritual people. So we could tell that the energy had completely changed and some like odd people had walked in, and they kind of felt as if maybe they were aliens and not real people. And there was like a song playing, and it felt like the song was like dragging on forever. And within the course of that song, the sun had completely set. It was completely dark, and like a 3-minute song that just felt so long. We looked at each other, and we just kind of, we knew we needed to get out of that Taco Bell. When we got out, I remember looking at her and saying, hey, like, did you feel a weird energy in there? Because I sure did. Like, that wasn't normal. And we both had agreed that some parallel universe, multi-dimension thing had happened, because that wasn't normal what had happened.
Right. Yeah. No, that sounds similar to the story that Blue Phoenix was talking about, being able to see several things at the same time or having time do interesting things. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. We've got another one over here.
I'm Savvy. I use she, her. I'm 13. This is a story about my bedroom. Almost every single night, for some reason, my door just shakes, uncontrollably, vigorously shaking. If you've ever been in a lockdown drill, like when the principal or whoever comes around and shakes the door like that, but like more violent, like someone's trying to get in there, and then it will stop for like 2 minutes, and it's like someone body slams my door every single night, and it will go on for like hours. My cat does that, but the thing is, he's not that strong. He's a small cat, and also he meows when he does it, and it's not the wind, because we keep our windows closed to keep it cool in my house. So it just happens every single night. And I asked my mom, hey, mom, is the house haunted? Because my door shakes every single night. And she said, I don't really want to tell you. And I was like, okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Are you able to sleep at night?
Yeah, I'm a very deep sleeper. And usually it happens around like 5, 6 a.m. And I'm asleep around like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it happens earlier. Like sometimes it will happen at like 10 o'clock. It just kind of happens whatever, but usually around 5, 6 a.m.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing. Now we have another volunteer with us in this group, and they're going to share a story as well.
Hi, my name is Midnight Scout. I'm also a counselor and volunteer at summer camp. And I have a story from when I went to camp. I went to summer camp on the East Coast, and there was a campsite, but then there was a program for teens where we would go on a 5-mile hike, and it was like a lot of build up to go on the 5-mile hike. And it was off camp to the outpost, we called it. So I'm on this hike with a bunch of other like 13, 14-year-old campers. And we get to the outpost, and it's just these like lean-tos in the woods. So we're responsible for doing all of our own cooking and things. And there's not lights out there. So we pretty much were like getting ready for bed and in our sleeping bags by the time the sun was starting to set. So out there with like 10 other people my age, and we're all just like sleeping in a lean-to together. And one of the other campers suggests that we play Cloud Nine. And Cloud Nine, the way it was described to me, is when we would come together and you'd have one camper that would lay in the lap of another camper and rub their temples and ask them to count backwards from 100. And that was kind of a way that you'd drop into like a different state, and you could ask them questions, and people often be able to answer questions that they didn't know. So there was a time when I was the person who was rubbing the temples and listening to someone count backwards from 100, and the way that you can tell when someone drops into another state is because their numbers stop making sense. So, you know, like you're in the 60s and then you like jump to the 40s and you're like back in the 50s, or like you're in the teens. So this happens, and the other person that I was with was describing this scene where there was an ambulance and they really needed to call for help, but they were in a different country. And we asked them how they called for help in French, and they were able to do it without being a French speaker. And that was kind of my like first metaphysical experience, and turned me on to believing.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing.
My pleasure.
I just loved being able to hear the youth's experiences. I love being able to share them on this episode. They're so real and so different and so varied, and I hope you enjoyed that. Next up, you're going to hear from three campers about their experience this year with a UFO sighting.
Hey, podcast listeners. I'm here with a few campers, and we had an interesting experience last night. Can we just go around? I want you to just say your name, your age, and how many years you've been at this camp.
I'm Lauren. I'm 13. This is my fourth year.
I'm Lila. I'm 15, and this is my eighth year.
I'm Iris. I'm 13, and this is my second year.
We were stargazing on a dock, and
just kind of talking about if anyone had seen a UFO before. We were talking about extraterrestrials and like different theories about how they might exist. And then a few of the campers went, and I'm going to let them explain what they saw. Lauren, do you want to start? What happened when you went,
Okay, so we saw a flashlight that had been like up for a while, and we could see like people walking past it. And so we were kind of staring at it and watching what people were doing. And then
was the flashlight across the lake? Or
yes, it was on the trees, actually. Like, you could see, like, it probably filled half of the super tall trees, and, like, you could see people, like, standing there. And then all of a sudden, this kind of, like, almond-shaped huge thing just, like, swished past the trees, and it was, like, it filled the entire tree, and it went past the size of the flashlight. So it obviously wasn't something that, like, just, like, happened to go past the flashlight. It was, like, something bigger than that, and it was like super like scary for us because we were talking about aliens at the same time as we saw it.
How long did that take?
Well, to process it took us like a second because it passed by and it wasn't even a second. So it went by so fast that like you barely had enough time to just watch it, just see the shape, and then it just was gone.
How did it make you feel?
We were like in shock. It was really scary because we were, you know, talking about all of these things about how, you know, maybe there is something out there, or maybe we're a social experiment, or what if we're like being watched, and then all of a sudden we saw this thing, and then it was like super sketch.
Yeah, the timing was really interesting. Really interesting. Lila, can you share what your experience was of that? Just starting from we're talking and watching stars, and then what?
I was just looking up at this cabin across the lake from us. Like what Lauren said, how there was like that flashlight. You could see just people, the light. And then all of a sudden, this giant black thing was just like over there, and it like whooshed by like really, really, really fast. And I don't know, like I saw it and I didn't know what to do. So I was just like really, really, really quiet. And I'm like, oh God, did that actually happen? And then other people told me that the same thing happened to them. It was actually like really, really, really scary.
You all saw it at the same time. You were looking across the lake, and then where did it go?
I don't know a direction.
That's okay.
To the left or something.
Okay. Like over the lake, back over the lake? Or
I don't know, just like that. Like too fast, like yeah. Oh,
too fast, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How did it feel to watch that?
Really scary. And like afterwards, I was like shivering. It was like, I felt like throwing up and I was like shaking.
Why do you think it was scary?
I don't know. It's just, to see something like that, it's like I've never seen it before, and it's just like really surprising. You know, I don't know what it could be, and it was just shocking.
Iris, we're on the dock, we're watching stars. What happened?
We, just like Lauren and Lila said, we were looking across the lake because there was light over there. And there had been like shadows before, so I was just watching the shadows. It was fine. And then suddenly this bigger, more defined shadow swooshed across the trees. And then when it got to the like open area, it like kind of dissolved. Immediately when I saw it, I was confused, and then I was super scared. It made me like shake, like I was trembling.
What makes you all think that it was not just a shadow going in front of a flashlight or something like that?
It was way too big to be just like a normal shadow. It was like really big.
Yeah, it was bigger than the flashlight itself. And like Iris said, it was so defined that it, when you see a shadow, it looks a little bit blurry because it's so far away and it's just being portrayed like almost like a movie screen. But this was like an actual black thing, like, and you couldn't see like past the trees. Like it just looked like something in a movie when you see something and you can't see past the screen, kind of like the opposite of what we saw with the flashlight. And it just seemed so real, and it almost didn't seem like it was on the trees. It seemed like it was a little bit forward. And then it just dissolved, like disappeared as soon as it like hit like an empty little like slot in the trees. And it was like, it slipped in the trees or something.
So did it seem like it was solid? Did it seem like it was dense?
Yeah, it was unlike on any of the other shadows we had seen or I've ever seen in my life.
Did you, Lila, see it kind of dissolve away, or did it just disappear to you?
I mean, it just, like, disappeared. I didn't see it dissolve.
So interesting. So I want to also share that when that happened, I asked these folks to draw what they saw, and they all did drawings just now and before, and I'm looking at all three of them, and they all look the same. They all drew treescapes, the lake, and this same kind of almond-shaped-ish dark object right in the same area where the trees are for all of them. So how were you all feeling after you saw that? Were you able to sleep last night?
Lila and Iris said otherwise, but I found it really difficult to sleep. Not necessarily to fall asleep because it was pretty late, but it was hard to, like, stay asleep for me because I was, like, really shook after that. And, like they both said, I felt like I was gonna throw up. It was kind of such a surreal moment, and I was trembling, and I was, like, feeling like I was being watched almost.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's, like, that's the main reason why it was hard for me to fall asleep, because I just felt like something was watching me, and, like, every noise was something that was, like, a UFO or something related.
We had the counselors help us, like, put curtain or, like, claws over the open windows.
Oh, really?
We were so scared that something was gonna, like, peek in or something.
We also had, like, lights in the cabin because it was, like, pretty scary. But, I mean, once I fell asleep, it was fine. But I was just, like, scared to move, like, get out of bed or something.
I feel bad because I know that I started the conversation about UFOs and aliens last night and stuff, but, like, I had no idea that that was going to happen, you know, that y'all were going to see something like that. Has anyone ever seen, like, that something like that before?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Living, like, where there's a lot of vast desert area, a lot of people talk about, you know, hallucinations or, like, seeing things that could have possibly been a UFO. And I've never really, like, seen anything, but so that's why it was so, like, nerve-wracking for this, because I've always been reassured, and my parents have always told me, you know, don't worry about it, like, there's nothing out there, there's nothing to be afraid of, like, nothing's gonna harm you. But then it was kind of just like, well, what did I just see?
Do you feel like you were hallucinating when you all saw that last night?
No.
No, not at all. If it was just me, I would have felt like I was hallucinating, but since it was more than one person,
right.
I feel...
I mean, there was a lot of people on that dock, and we were the only three who saw it, and, like, people could have been looking the other way, but it would have been so unlikely that it would have been just us three.
Right.
So it's really weird. Because only three of us saw it. So I think that, I don't think I was hallucinating. I think I was, like, actually seeing something.
Knowing that you saw and experienced that, what do you think that it was?
Just talking about UFOs made me kind of instantly think that it was a UFO. I don't really know if I really have a certain, like, 100% this is a UFO or 100% this is, like, me just imagining things. I feel like it's just something bigger than us or something else. I know it was definitely nothing like an airplane going by or something. It's definitely something that I've never seen.
Because of the conversation we had before that, just the first thing that came to my head was like, oh, I just saw a UFO, but I'm still processing, and I can't come to a conclusion about what it is, so it's just, it could be anything.
Yeah, it was so new to me, so I can't really, like, think about what exactly it is, but it looks sort of like a, like, kind of ghost kind of thing. It looked like a creature. Like, it looked, yeah. You know, it looked like a thing.
Not like a vehicle, but like a being.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to really thank you all for sharing your experience. So along with the incident that happened with the unidentified flying object that we just heard about, I also heard from some volunteer staff members at this camp of incidents or experiences that they had right around the same time as that from different areas of the lake than the campers we were just talking to. So, Victory, what was your experience yesterday?
Well, I was watching some campers while the camp counselor was on break. I had just finished reading them a story, and it was lights out. So this had to be, I read until 11:08, a little past lights out. So probably between 11:08 and like 11:20-ish. It was really quiet, and I was just up, really, like, the only one I thought was awake. And I was facing the cabin. We're really close to the waterfront. We're, like, the closest cabin to the waterfront. I heard this, like, whoosh behind me, and I felt like this, not quite a breeze, but like this energy, like as if something was moving past. And I kind of tried to turn my head, and I didn't see anything, but I remember thinking it felt really different, and then I didn't know how to explain it. So that was basically what happened. But it was definitely like, felt like something was moving up above and behind me.
How did you feel when that happened?
You know, it was odd because I felt like this energy force had moved past. And I don't know if I was per se scared, but I was definitely a little perplexed and felt like, I'm not sure what that was, but that was basically it. It just, I wasn't able to name it. And the rest of the camp was totally asleep. So it just felt like this energy force up and above. And it was like the oddest thing because I was like, what could that be? I didn't know.
Thank you for your experience. Oops, I think you were in that vicinity as well. Did you experience anything?
Yeah, I was in the same place and I was laying down and I never fall asleep really fast. And I, for some reason, I felt like I was falling asleep. And then I almost thought it was like the wind or if I got really cold all of a sudden. And as soon as it passed, I like jolted up like out of my sleep and I just couldn't tell like what it was or what happened. And like my heart was racing. I like felt my heart going really fast and I couldn't open my eyes. And then as soon as it passed, I was awake and like nothing had happened.
And Outlander, you were up at that time in a slightly different area of camp. What was your experience?
Yeah, I was a little further around the lake, and I was laying out on the dock of my cabin. I was out there from like 10:45 to 11:15-ish. I saw something shoot across the sky. I don't know what it was, but it had this tail that lingered in the sky for several seconds, and it was just this very bright bluish tint tail. Yeah, that I've never seen before.
And you said that Cedar was with you too, right?
Yeah, Cedar was laying out there with me, and she saw it also.
Wow. The interesting thing about this, it wasn't just one person seeing one thing at a time. In each of these instances, it was you and Cedar saw this thing at around this time. You and Oop saw this thing at around this time. And then the three campers saw the same thing at the same time from different points of the lake. Very interesting. Very cool. Thank you all for sharing your experiences.
I'm so glad that these campers agreed to share their experiences with us. Being right next to them when this happened and hearing them all go, you can't make this stuff up. And these campers, as some of them mentioned, are skeptical, but this happened to them. And I was right there to see their reactions. So this was just a treasure that nobody knew was going to happen. And I'm so happy that we got to record it and share it with you all. Now we're going to go into part three of this episode, our summer camp edition of Let's Get Meta, where I and another staff member at our summer camp share an experience that we both had last summer.
It was one night I went to sleep in my tent. It was a little bit after 11. It was probably like 11:05. And sometimes at camp, I listen to audiobooks to help me get to sleep. And so I put my headphones in and I was listening to an audiobook and falling asleep. I was at that point of sleep where if something happens, you're really not going to get up for anything unless it's a really big thing, like just drifting off. I'm not going to just shoot out of bed for any reason. And through my headphones, I'm almost asleep, and I hear this really, really large sound. And it sounds like, and it sounded like it was hovering. But it didn't sound like it was right over my tent. This camp is around a lake, and there are all different areas, but it didn't sound like it was right over me. It sounded like it was over in a different direction. This is a camp that I've been to for several years. So after this time, you know the sounds that are there. Like, I knew that it was not a plane going over. I knew that it was not a car driving around the lake. I even knew that it wasn't the sound of a helicopter because we do get helicopters flying over camp too. So this was a sound that I'd never heard before. And it was so loud that I sat up, took out my earphones to listen to this sound. And it was really, really loud. And I just sat there listening to it. It lasted for about 2 more minutes. I had no idea what it was. I had no idea what it was. And it was so intriguing to me that I almost got out of my tent to just try to go identify what noise this was. But I was also kind of entranced and a little bit scared because it was a huge thing and I didn't know what it was. And then all of a sudden it stopped.
And I was so tired, remember, I was almost asleep, that I actually just went right back to sleep. I laid down, put my headphones back in, and went right back to sleep and completely forgot that this happened when I woke up in the morning. And now I'm going to have Moxie take over the story from here.
So I was a camp counselor last year with in my own cabin. It was me and a co-lead. So they actually had the cabin that night while I was on break. And I came back from break a little bit earlier. It was a little bit past 11 o'clock when I decided to come back. And I was laying in my sleeping bag. And I started to hear it. And I was wide awake since I had just got back. And I heard it. And it was the same sort of sound, the whomping sort of propeller-like sound. But it was definitely not a helicopter, but it had that power of almost kind of like forcing pressure down on me. I don't want to say stuck, but I felt either too afraid or something, but I couldn't, I didn't want to get up. I didn't move. And I wasn't in that sleeping state yet of being in and out of like consciousness, but I was definitely confused and kind of questioning my own sanity at that point until one of my campers, who apparently was awake, said, and I quote, "Am I crazy?" And I quickly responded, no, you're not. And that was that. We hadn't spoke again about it. I sat there and listened to it for a good 30 seconds longer until I heard it kind of fade off into the distance. At least that's what I heard. I was also a little bit further away from Rama, so to them it might have sounded a little bit different when it ended, but to me it definitely was further from when it originally started. That experience of me questioning it and then getting that verification from a camper questioning it in the middle of the night made me feel some type of way, because I've never been that kind of person that, how do I put it, who, I've always been very weary when it comes to accepting other people's experiences with an open mind. I've always listened to them and thought that they were cool ideas and nifty stories, but I've never experienced them for myself, so I've always just listened to them. But this was an experience that I had finally, and that solidification from that camper just threw me for a ride. And the next morning, I knew that the first person I needed to go up to was Rama. I ran up to them right away and said, "Hey, can I talk to you? This is what went down." And instantly, it jogged their memory and said, "Whoa, this is what happened. This is exactly what I heard." And like they had said at the beginning, they were in and out of sleep. So I think that me reminding them was when it kind of was like, "Oh, wow, yes, I do remember waking up and hearing all of this."
Where it ended for me was I went to sleep and forgot about it. And then the next day, from my perspective, Moxie saw me and came kind of running up, like, "I have to tell you about something that happened last night." And when Moxie was telling me this, it jogged my memory. And I was like, "Whoa, this happened to me at the exact same time." And I have seen a UFO before, but this was not seeing a UFO. This was hearing a UFO. And I've never had that experience before. It was just a very intense experience, I think, for both of us. Because even though I am somebody who has metaphysical experiences and believes this stuff and supernatural experiences before, but even that, it doesn't mean that happens every day, you know, and that has never happened to me before. So having you tell your story and us having heard the same thing at the same time of night and having the camper also in your cabin who validated it, Moxie and I asked other people in the areas in between where we were. So like when I heard this noise, I told you it wasn't happening right above me. It was happening in a different direction, but it was happening in the direction that your cabin was, Mox.
Totally.
Like it was in that direction. So from your experience, was it right above you or how was it?
So from my perspective, the sound sounded and felt like it was above me. And I do just want to put out there that this camper is now a part of our staff here at the summer camp. And we actually had not talked about this experience until recently again. And we sat down and talked about it. And when I told them about where I felt like it was, they kind of did feel that it was above us. And also they said it kind of felt like it was over the lake. Mm-hmm. And I did get that vibe as well.
Over the lake. And where I was, it makes sense that where I was, the sound that I heard was in over by your area, which is also next to the lake. And the another interesting thing about this is that we asked other people, campers and staff, and nobody heard anything. Nobody heard anything. And the thing that's so interesting is that it was so loud to me and it was so loud to you and that camper that it's kind of incredible that nobody else heard it.
It should have woke
people up with how loud it was for me and how loud it was for you and how loud it was for
And it's them. 11 o'clock at night. A majority of the camp has camp agreements to where people, like, lights are out around 10:30 to 11 o'clock.
Right.
So I'm surprised that A, people are even still up, and B, that the people who weren't still up weren't woken up by it.
Right.
Like, that to me just makes no sense.
Right. For me too. And it's interesting because this year there was an experience where campers saw a UFO and I did not, even though I was right next to them, but I was facing a different direction than they were. But other staff around the lake at other parts of the lake did feel and see or sense other things. So something's going on around here. Were you scared when that happened?
I think that when I was in the sleeping bag, I was afraid of my own thoughts and my own sanity. But the fact that the camper spoke up made those thoughts and everything less scary, and then I was more so intrigued by it. So no, I wasn't really scared of what it was after the fact. I was just more so scared before at the fact of what my mind may have been playing tricks on me.
And would you say that this type of thing happens to you very often?
Never. Never. And it was really interesting because just either the day before or 2 days before, you were holding a workshop called Let's Get Metaphysical.
Right. That's what this, actually, for all you listeners out there, that's what the name of my podcast is based on, is these groups that I hold here at the summer camp to share metaphysical experiences. I used to call it Let's Get Metaphysical. Mm. So you were there.
I went to that workshop. And I was listening to some of the campers' experience. You know, people talk about gnomes at camp, and they talked about some of these things that I may or may not. They're fun to listen to. And I
just other metaphysical experiences that they've had,
yes.
Much like the ones shared on this episode.
Yes. And like I've said, I listened to them, and I had never experienced anything. And it just happened to be practically the next day or so. And I don't know what's up, but maybe it was just the universe's way of saying, you need to listen. Here you are. You better believe.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing, Max. We've been wanting to talk about this since last year. And also, like, that this other thing happened last week with unidentified object. We'll say flying object for that one because it was seen, although what we heard was certainly not on the ground.
Right.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed our Let's Get Meta Summer Camp edition. Summer camp is a thing that is near and dear to my heart and has been almost my whole life as a camper, a counselor, and now a volunteer. It's really been quite a pleasure for me to be able to mix two of my greatest joys in life, which are talking about metaphysical experiences and summer camp. So being able to have this episode has been awesome and such a blast putting together. If you want to hear more about my personal experiences with anything having to do with my metaphysical experiences that I've had at camp, please tune in to the bonus content for this episode on our Patreon at www.patreon.com/letsgetmeta.
We hope you enjoyed our special summer camp episode. In our next episode, Ren interviews animal spirit talker Lynn Schuster. If you're enjoying Let's Get Metaphysical and want to help us keep making new episodes, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/letsgetmeta. This show is entirely listener supported, and we appreciate all the help from our patrons so far as we continue to make our first season of shows. Let's Get Meta is a production of the HANA Healing Arts Network. The show's host is Renata Maniacci. Audio editing and production by Zoe Ravenwood of Hatfish Digital Media. The voice of the credits is me, Aries. Thanks so much for listening. Catch us later for Salute Your Shorts. Going to summer camp, yeah. Gonna party with our friends at the lake. Gonna go to the lake house and be great. Gonna definitely do some weird things in the dark with our new friends that we met along the way. I never saw no aliens. I really just played sports. Summer camp. That's it.